From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I don't care about your fancy arts and culture. I'm a Billistine, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We got such a great show for you today. The star of Reading Rainbow and PBS and Star Trek The Next Generation, that's LeVar Burton. He'll be joining us on later to play Not My Job. We're so excited about that. But first, this week in this country, America, our former vice president said he would like to take the current president, quote, behind the gym and beat the hell out of him, unquote. That happened. To which the president responded, with his usual graceful restraint, saying, quote, he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way, unquote. To which we say, let's get it on. Because the most appropriate climax for the era we are living through is two 70-year-old men having simultaneous coronaries while trying to break Ensure cans in half for weapons. Until that glorious day comes, though, we're just going to have to keep egging them on. Give us a hand by calling in to play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Carolyn from Connecticut.
Hey, we're in Connecticut. We were just there.
I know, which I couldn't get a ticket. You guys were sold out.
I'm sorry, but you get to talk to us this way. It's much better.
Yes.
And you can just pretend that we're actually very attractive. So you all, you can preserve that illusion. Well, welcome to the show, Carolyn. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's a comedian performing at the Hope and Anchor in Loves Park, Illinois, April 7th. That's Adam Burke.
Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Next, the Ask Amy advice columnist whose memoir Strangers Tend to Tell Me Things is now out in paperback. It's Amy Dickinson.
Yay! Hi.
And joining our panel for the first time, she's a veteran of Second City's main stage here in Chicago. It's Rashawn Scott.
Hey!
Hi.
Carolyn, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. As always, Bill Curtis is going to start the show by recreating for all of us three voices from the week's news. Your job, simply identify or explain two of them. Do that. You win our prize, the voice of any of us, on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Do not congratulate.
That was a bit of good advice that was ignored this week. By whom?
Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump. It's always Donald Trump at the start of the show. This week, Vladimir Putin won re-election in a squeaker with just 70% of the vote in Russia. After his victory, he made a gesture towards national unity by not having his opponents killed for a while. Now, our president was scheduled to call Putin, which was a little unusual because the president usually communicates with Putin via Tinder. But there are protocols, so his staff prepared a briefing for him before the call, which include helpful tips, such as challenge him on the nerve gas assassination in Britain, and don't say, hey, have you been working out? And most importantly, and they wrote this in all caps, and they put it in front of him, do not congratulate. And of course, the president congratulated Putin on his election victory. He got really carried away. He also announced there was no evidence at all, that the Russians had anything to do with the Russian election.
I like to think that he got his briefing notes for Putin and the Houston Astros mixed up.
Yes, exactly.
So they come to the White House and he's just asking them why they were interfering with the election.
Nobody knows if the president just ignored his staff's advice, because that's how he rolls, or he just didn't bother to read it, because he doesn't like reading. Maybe in order to get him to pay attention, from now on, his daily briefing will be presented, written as a tramp stamp, on the lower back of the National Security Stripper.
Oh, my God. I mean, removal won't cost as much as
it's
paying
true.
Off
it's true.
A lady
true.
Of the night.
That's true.
I can't believe we went there. Like, the show has barely started, Peter, and we just already bottomed out.
It's
baby.
The Trump era.
Bottomed out.
I said we bottomed out.
Why
if you
waste
can't start
time?
With a tramp stamp, why
yeah.
even start?
I know. It's amazing when you think about it. Trump was not willing to confront Putin. But Joe Biden better not show his face around the White House.
If Joe Biden and Trump fought, can you imagine how many like Werther's candies and loose change oh. would just be on the ground? It would be like the oldest pinata got knocked up. You know what I'm saying? I got one.
Perfect.
Like, perfect.
All right, Carolyn, here is your next quote.
I started this when I was so young and inexperienced.
That was one of the excuses offered by a guy whose company, turns out, sold all our data without telling us. What's the company?
Cambridge Analytica.
Oh, that was the company who sold it to. They bought it. Who do they buy it from?
They bought it Facebook.
Yes, Facebook, indeed. It turns out Facebook is good for three things: posting baby pictures, humble bragging, and subverting democracy. So this company is called Cambridge Analytica. They ended up working on Donald Trump's campaign. They stole the personal data from 50 million Facebook users, and they did it by asking people to download a quiz app. People were thrilled to do it, and because of that, Trump is now president.
Yeah.
There's a direct line between you needing to know if you're more of a Rachel or a Monica and the fact we're on the brink of nuclear war.
But what are they going to do? Like, what are they? They're going to find my Facebook memories about the quinoa I had last year. Like, what do they do
well,
with your...
You just got into quinoa last year?
Yeah, man.
Girl, you're missing out. There's so many grains.
Well, quinoa's... We're into farro now.
What?
So
this is precisely why Russia wants to destroy us.
Exactly. And why we deserve it. So people are talking... The hashtag is delete your account because people are so angry about Facebook's betrayal. That people are saying, well, I'm going to quit Facebook on principle, but if you do that, how can you tell your friends that you just quit Facebook on principle?
I know. So, and Zuckerberg apologized, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
He says, we're sorry, we didn't understand, we didn't handle it well, we assure you it's going to be better now.
You know who wouldn't have done this?
Who?
Tom from MySpace.
Exactly. Okay.
You know, man.
Can you well, Zuck?
It's true, man.
Right.
All right, Carolyn, here is your last quote.
Okay.
She wants an unqualified lesbian to be the governor of New York.
That was someone named Christine Quinn, upset that a former star of what show has announced she's running for governor of New York?
Sex in the City.
Yes,
Cynthia
indeed.
Nixon.
It's Cynthia Nixon. Very good. Yes. Cynthia Nixon, the actress who's best known as playing Miranda on the HBO show Sex in the City, announced she is running for governor of New York. On a platform of being able to balance work, life, and romance with her boyfriend, Steve, while still making time for Cosmos with the girls. I had to look all that up. Is that why I never watched a minute of this show? Now, the unqualified lesbian, that was a comment that was made by Christine Quinn, who herself is gay, and apparently was angry that Cynthia Nixon did not support her, right? For whatever office she wanted. So she made that comment. Well, now she wants an unqualified lesbian to be governor.
That's what's great about 2018. You know, we're like, oh, two lesbians arguing over which is the qualified one.
Yeah.
Like, that's the dumbest political argument that's going to be this week. And then Joe Biden's like, excuse me.
But you know what? I mean, sure, she could run for governor. All right, whatever. Yeah. But the really important thing the work she could and probably should do is, you know, there's a big feud between Sarah Jessica Parker
yes.
and
Kim Cattrall.
Like,
Cattrall. I haven't said much in the last 2 minutes, but
That's what the feud was about.
Yeah, it started.
Parker refused to say it right.
Okay, so, like, there's this big feud between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall, mm-hmm. and she could mediate that and really do some good in the world.
Are you team KC or team SJP?
I'm sort of team Cattrall right now.
No one's team the fourth one. I mean, can't even remember her name.
Her name is Charlotte.
Charlotte, there you go.
She does very well for herself. Yeah, if I mean, if we had to pick who was our favorite Sex and the City character to run for governor, it would probably be... I mean, I liked Steve. He met her on the bridge,
Steve,
you know?
Steve, yeah. He did meet her on the bridge.
That
yeah.
makes sense.
I mean,
he did.
There's Mr. Big, but I believe he runs Cambridge Analytica. Yeah.
Bill, how did Carolyn do? And a warning, do not congratulate.
Congratulations.
Ah!
Yay! Three of those. Carolyn, you did really
Congratulations,
well.
Congratulations, Carolyn.